Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. The City of Northfield set their street assessments for the $4.6 million downtown improvements. Administrator Ben Martig said that 10% of the project will be paid for by those assessments. He added,
"This is really setting the maximum. So as we have these hearings and hear from the public, those rates that they get in the mail will not be going up. So there is the opportunity for them to go down."
Assessments range from $41 per linear foot for a mill and overlay for residential properties to $158 for reconstruction for commercial properties. Washington Street from 2nd to Woodley will be a mill and overlay, and Division between 6th and 8th is reconstruction, as well as 7th Street between Water and Washington. Engineering manager Sean Simonson said, "It passed unanimously. The HRA has dollars set aside to help qualified residents with their assessment charge. Council members expressed again a desire to further discuss how assessments are calculated." The Northfield Charter Commission will meet tonight at 6 o'clock. On the agenda is a rescheduled report from member John Dennison regarding a switch from charter city to statutory city. While the Charter Commission has been largely ignored for years, there was a renewal of energy in 2015 as some citizens, including Chair Tim Clack, tried to engage the City Council and offer a Charter Commission opinion on some land development code changes. Northfield became a charter city in 1910, which basically means the rules must be stricter than state rules. While some, including Mayor Pownell, have called the charter the city's constitution, Clack and the opinion were not welcomed. He attempted a couple more times to communicate with council, but gave up in 2016 and resigned. Former councilor David Lutescher then took up the charge, and the commission attempted to call on the mayor to study city operations and require the mayor to report to the council once during their term, a directive in the charter that's been disputed by council. That item is also on tonight's agenda. Lutescher became displeased with the handling of appointments to the charter and left. Lance Heisler is now the chair. To change the status of the city would take a majority of the Charter Commission to present it to council, who would then have to approve it unanimously. To completely dismantle the charter would take additional work for the council. The meeting will be held in council chambers. It is open to the public. There's also dispute as to how much authority the charter actually has. We'll hear from the charter's Secretary Scott Oney tomorrow. And the Northfield Historical Society's museum store is back open after some remodeling. Executive Director Kathy Osterman said it was a process with removing some of the old cabinetry that was no longer useful and changing the flow of the store. The floors have been redone, the cashier station moved, and a lovely little reading nook for customers.
So we do invite everybody to come check it out. We're going to be ordering some of our new spring products pretty soon.
They're not in yet, but be sure to check it out. There's a new marketing multi-meal exhibit. It's all about the advertising.
And it's a really fascinating look at how a lot of the commercials were made and storyboards. And visually, it's really neat to look at.
Stephanie Hess put together the exhibit that includes some television commercials. In the continuing World War I exhibit, this one called Stories and Sacrifice, they put together firsthand accounts of what local soldiers went through.
We've got a lot of copies of letters. We've got newspaper accounts firsthand. It really tells the story through their eyes and what they experienced.
Osterman says there are some very powerful stories. Next week, during spring break, for the first time, the museum is offering guided tours between 1 and 4:30. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.